It's Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Let's round up those ransomware incidents, including JBS and the Biden administration's moves, plus the Supreme Court weighs in. This is the Business of Tech. Let's recap the security stories with some updates. JBS, the meatpacking giant hit with ransomware, has indicated they're coming back online. The Russian-based group Reval has been identified by the FBI as the source, and analysts indicate there should not be price impacts for the consumer. For some context, cybersecurity firm Recorded Future says there have been at least 40 attacks publicly reported during the last year against food processors. The Steamship Authority of Massachusetts was hit on Wednesday. This disrupted ticketing and reservations for the state's largest ferry service. Chinese threat actors have been identified in ongoing campaigns designed to focus on governments. Beginning with spear phishings, the victims would then be hit with a toolkit, which opens up the victim with a backdoor. Another identified active campaign is email-based phishing, targeting employees with emails appearing to come from the CIO, welcoming them back into offices. This is reported by Cofense, and the redirection is to an apparent but fake SharePoint site hosting documents designed to harvest credentials. In the scam front, crypto theft is up 1,000% from a year ago, per the Federal Trade Commission. Scams include fake currency exchanges and phony investment websites. The Biden administration's fiscal year 2022 budget proposal includes $58.4 billion to IT, including $9.8 billion for cybersecurity and a proposed $750 million SolarWinds Response Fund. That fund includes $93 million for, quote, SolarWinds breach remediation and security operation improvements, end quote. The bulk of the funding goes to licensing upgrades and security operations, including some new tools. There are also funds for modernization of infrastructure and a cyber response and recovery fund. On the research front, a survey of CIOs, CTOs, and CISOs by VMware shows 61% believed cloud had expanded the threat surface and they needed to view security differently, and 43% said they were planning to build more security into their infrastructure and apps and cut down on the number of point solutions that they run. Now, why do we care? Something has to change. Let's note that the Biden administration imposed sanctions on Russia, and we haven't seen a change in behavior. I'm going to extend my editorial from the weekend to note that cybersecurity companies benefit from the very problem created by technology. Licensing upgrades are a, quote, buy more, so existing software providers are getting more money, and without a specific guarantee, it'll work. As I'm an advocate for paying for business outcomes, not for the technology itself, find the lack of connection to outcomes to be most troubling. We're spending a lot of time talking about the criminals' activities in this reporting, and a lot less time talking about the negligence involved in implementations, nor the responsibility for damage. And we care because savvy providers are going to get ahead of that with their own risk management approaches. Don't take all the risk. While security-related, this one was worthy of its own story. The Supreme Court has narrowed down the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act in a 6-3 decision handed down today. The ruling means federal prosecutors can no longer use the law to charge people who misuse databases they are otherwise entitled to access. Quoting the majority ruling, the government's interpretation of the statute would attach criminal penalties to a breathtaking amount of commonplace computer activity. If the exceeds authorized access clause criminalizes every violation of a computer use policy, then millions of otherwise law-abiding citizens are criminals. Now, why do we care? Laws evolve with specific case law. It seems to me, at first glance, that access to a system should not imply being able to do anything you want, nor so being so broad-reaching it impacts everything. Seems the justices agree with me, it can't be so broad. Here's why we care. IT providers need to become versed in the laws regarding use of systems. Your job isn't just technical, it has implications of the technology and how it's used. You have to know which laws apply in what cases. Now, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act does not apply for federal prosecutors. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm having one of those IT days, so I hope I caught everything. If I missed something, I apologize. I'll be back again tomorrow.